Chapter 7. Easter Potentials. Asa through Eve, March 24, 2010. This morning I woke up with the memory of Asa's Easter message from last year, and while that was still on my mind, I was thinking about whether there would be a message for this coming Easter as well. Suddenly, I realized that Asa was knocking on my door asking for a transmission for him. And now I am sitting at the laptop at his service. Asa, dearly beloved, it is Asa who has a few words for you because of the coming Easter and the potentials for it. I would like to follow up on my message from last year, which was called, "This is the time of resurrection." And in it I wrote about the potential of a powerful resurrection. Now another year is behind us, and still there are so many people who have no idea of what is coming. They live in their little box, in their little private world, and when they think about the Easter holiday, it's always just the old story of the crucifixion and suffering, and taking on sins kind of thing. Jesus took out our garbage, and as a garbage man, he cleaned out our garbage cans, so no matter what we do, and no matter how much garbage we may continue to produce, we can always rely on this sort of Christian Yom Kippur day, and carry on just as we always have, without any effort to change anything. And we'll have our after-death barbecues in heaven, with a cheery, "Cheers, Jesus!" So, how is this actually for me now? Really, it's a big, "Oh my God! How blind can man be? How many people have a vacuum in the place where a functioning brain should be?" Christ will welcome his lost sons home, but Jesus will not bring out all your garbage. He will encourage you and show you how you can recover yourself. There is only a little potential left for the many who have chosen to remain ignorant of and ridicule those in the know who are gently tapping them on the shoulder. Sure, there will be a few moments of awakening, combined with great despair and remorse, when they suddenly feel as if they were the actors in the movie 2012, at the point where the ground and the buildings start to crumble around them and they may not be able to step into such an evacuation tractor beam from a ship, because their programmed mind just at that moment shows them movie scenes they once saw about alien attacks with a lot of blood around it. Most of the time it will be too late for them, at least for this life, if they don't have the courage. I'm not just talking about California slipping into the ocean, I'm talking about global potentials. California is a really serious issue though. Things are coming to a head there now. Folks, you're living on a kind of symbolic bomb there, on the giant called the St. Andreas Fault, at the Pacific Ring of Fire, and that giant is about to wake up. You don't believe, you just don't believe. You have been taught about the potential, but you still chose to live there. This is a really weird thing with people, this root thing that makes people live in dangerous places just because their ancestors lived there. Why do people live at the foot of volcanoes, on dangerous coasts, on the St. Andreas Fault just because of the daily special kick like, "Hello, I'm still here, me against nature, try if you can get me"? Mankind has never really been able to fight a battle with nature. There is only one passable way, and that is to cooperate with nature, by understanding and by making wise choices. So why do people live in California knowing the potential? This Sunshine State, as you call it, is not the only state where you can see the sun. I think the main reason people are drawn to California is because of their Lemurian roots. California used to be a part of Lemuria, and it's probably the ancestral love for that continent that pushes people to move there. But, dear ones, what happened to Lemuria? That's right, it sank. Do you really want to repeat this scenario again? Wasn't it enough that you went down with your country back in the old days? You're not going to tell me now that you enjoyed it? If you go down with the country again now, how many more times will you need before you learn to make wise decisions? And quite often it's the kind of people who, after losing their physical body, send complaints to God, like in your joke, "Hey God, why didn't you save me? I prayed and you promised to save me, but now I lost my body and you didn't keep your promise." And CM answers, "Hey man, I sent you my evacuation ship for your happy resurrection, but you just didn't get on it." So, going back to the upcoming potentials, exactly no one can predict where the new shorelines will go. Exactly no one can predict the 100% timing. There is a certain potential for further compression of natural events as it approaches Easter, and you should act very wisely if you feel you are living in an area that is not safe. It's always a drama with the families around you who don't believe you could be right, and you don't want to leave them, so you could decide to stay with them until literally the last second. But then if you can't convince them to get on the evacuation ship, then make sure that at least you do. The resurrection this Easter could be completely different and unexpected, and it is advised to stay prepared. Someone doesn't have to be a prophet to conclude that. You have so many tools you can check, dear ones. You have your earthquake maps that you can look at. You have your alternative network reports, and even a few mainstream media outlets are already reporting the rising volcanic activity that is about to trigger chain reactions. Oh, if you're sitting in California, you may still believe the newspapers that tell you to go back to sleep. It's just a small quake, nothing serious. And then you think it's just the one, and that it's just small, and it doesn't mean anything else. But there are many small quakes that add up in your region, and the earthquakes may increase in strength from 1 second to the next. And then what will be left under your feet when all the cavities beneath you collapse and send you into the sea with a subterranean roar of thunder? And you may think you're in the wrong movie, but it won't just be great cinema. It will be real life, with no turning back. I am aware that most of you are not pleased to hear me talk like this, but I will always give you another warning and then another, until the last minute. Not a single one of you will be able to turn to me and say, "You could have told us that." So that's what I have, over and over again. And when you calculate what 2 plus 2 is, you get as a result that the moment of truth is upon you. Even if you don't really believe in the Jupiter sun, you can see pictures of large objects around the sun, you can read the earthquake monitors, you can watch the CMEs roar in on real time, and you can draw your conclusions from volcanic activity. None of you can tell me there is any need to hide your Easter eggs under volcanic ash or lava flows. And all this activity, even if they want you to believe it, is not caused by earthly technology or weapons. Of course, our dark ones who are so resistant to learning in the right direction are doing some kind of hijacking of natural events by telling you they caused the quake in Haiti or elsewhere. Dear ones, it's not just Haiti and Chile where it's shaking. The whole world is shaking, and it is increasing. By telling you they caused it, they want to give you a shock and awe event to make you feel that you are lost and think they could just do anything, make the planet go up, make any place shake maybe casually after getting up in the morning with their coffee. Well, where are we going to make the earth shake today? Here or there, or maybe here and there? There have been a few catastrophic underground quakes in the past where an underground reactor accidentally exploded, but that was an exception. We no longer allow nukes, and would not allow further escalations that hurt the earth and cause quakes. The planet is able to produce its purification process by its own power together with cosmic influences, and the increasing factors for great natural events are part of the plan. When you think about resurrection, at the time of this Easter holiday, I ask you to think not only about the past, but also about the now and the future, because it is about the resurrection of our planet and humanity. The programmed life you have is not far from being dead, and therefore there is a great incoming new potential, even in the face of all the difficulties and disasters that may cross your path, and it is related to learning to live again. For some of you, learning to live again may feel as if you are being asked to die, but man is always much stronger than he thinks. The old trash cans must be emptied before the new paradigm can fill your empty buckets. You will learn to live again. Please take Christ off your cross, turn away from the past and realize that you are standing there face to face with the now, in the times of great change. My faithful followers, I keep you all so lovingly in my heart, knowing that it will not be long before I meet you all in person. Keep going, my beloved ones, keep the light bright and the divine torch of resurrection high and visible to all, keep hope, keep faith, and most of all, keep love. I press you to my heart, dear ones, Asu, your planetary janitor.